Inspired initiation into divine Naam. Now this is the author. Remember one thing, even if you acquire the aesthetic bliss of repeating the name of God in meditation, you must get baptism when you are released from prison, so that you receive spiritual initiation into divine Naam. Without baptism and initiation into Naam, which unveils the mystery of contemplation, you will not be able to acquire that spiritual state in which you effortlessly go on uttering the name of God with every breath, which is an essential part of Sikh meditation. So Pai Sahib is saying to Pai Kartar Singh Ji, even if by any chance of luck you do taste the nectar of Naam in prison, when you are released from prison, still appear for the Panj Pyare for baptism and Naam. You won't be able to achieve the highest states of Naam without the blessings of the Panj Pyare in front of Guru Granth Sahib. In other words, what Pai Sahib is saying is you won't be able to develop the meditation of Naam to a higher state, which is with every breath. Again, I must stress, Pai Sahib is talking about a very, very high spiritual state, which only very few blessed souls get to. But obviously, Pai Kartar Singh was very, very eager to know, and he made a lot of effort. And he's now quoting, Pai Sahib quoting Gurbani, every breath I breathe, I string with the remembrance of his Naam. Every breath which passes without his Naam is a breath wasted in evil thought. Remembering him with every breath under divine discipline and control, one acquires spiritual power. And then one continuously repeats his Naam in perfect freedom effortlessly. By the grace of the Guru, egoism is dispelled and the mind is absorbed in the word. In the Sikh scripture, there is a reference to the one divine Naam of Sikh faith as Gurmat Naam, the name according to the Guru's wisdom. Guru Shabd, the word of the Guru given in initiation, as Mantar. Gur Mantar, the mantra of the Guru, we must hear in mind that the scriptures also say, now he's by quoting scriptures, by merely singing hymns or closing one's eyes in contemplation, one does not achieve God, so as long as one does not practice the Guru's teachings. Now, just to give you the Punjabi, the Gurbani version of that. In fact, it's not Gurbani, it's by Gurdas's writings. Gaye sune akhe meeche, paaye na param pad, gur upadesh gae jau lo na kamaiye. So by merely singing hymns or closing one's eyes in contemplation, one does not achieve God, so as long as one does not practice the Guru's teachings. And I think this is the big reason why the majority fail in their spiritual path. They forget that there's no success without following Guruji's teachings. If you ignore Guruji's teaching and say, okay, I'm just going to do Naam or Gurbani part, the chances of success are very, very small, if any. This spiritual, and then Paisa quotes, Gur Kunji Pahu Nival Man Kotha Tan Shat Nanak Gurbin Manka Tagna Ugade Avarna Kunji Hat. The true Guru has the keys of the lock of the lock of human consciousness. The mind is the house and the body is the roof. Says Nanak, without the true Guru, The mystery of the mind cannot be unlocked. No one else has the keys. Anyone who discards Gurbani, which is Guru, and just starts repeating Naam on his own, will fail eventually. Without the Guru, success cannot be achieved. And then Guruji says, Gurka shabd gurthain tike horthain pargatna hoye an vas manak paya kar kar vichan jaye. The word of the Guru can be instilled in the heart of God's apostle. None else can reveal his light. If a jewel falls into the hands of a blind man, he goes from door to door trying to sell it. Anne vas manak paya kar kar vichan jaye. Satgur mile ta naam dradaye, sab kilvah kattan haar. Nanak bin Satgur naam na paiye, je sau loche koi. These are now mixture of pangatiyas, lines from different parts of the Gurbani. It's not just one shabd. When one meets the true Guru in spirit, he graciously instills his naam in the disciple's heart. Says Nanak, without the true Guru, the divine naam is not achieved, even if one desires it 100 times. So without the true Guru, you can never ever have naam. And this is why individuals who go to babbis and sants, right, hoping they can have naam from them, and the babbis start giving naam, can never achieve success, because babbis are not Guru. Sants are not Guru. They might be holy, but they cannot take the position of the Guru. These references from the scriptures reveal that the ambrosial name of God is acquired only through the true apostle. Only through the true apostle. It is only from this highest divine sources of inspiration that genuine enlightenment can be attained. Now, Kartar Singh, people generally ask, what is the use of repeating the name of God? If one has to attain mukti, liberation, what is the earthly use of such mukti, liberation? Namdev rightly says, if you give liberation after death, O Lord, what will such a mukti be worth? He says, what's the use? If you're only going to get it after death. If you're going to get salvation after death, and you suffer all your life when you're alive, what's the use? Pai Sahib, perhaps you also think that having not attained any happiness in this earthly life, why should we waste our energy striving and hoping for happiness in the next world? So Pai Sahib now is questioning Kartar Singh, saying, are you the same as well? Because you've had misery in your life. Now you think, why bother trying to get happiness in the next world, in the next life, when we had no happiness in this world? Kartar Singh, no, sir. You know my views very well. Some of our companions in the prison raise such questions. Says, it's not me. The other companions, they raise them sort of questions. Say, we're here in the prison for life sentence, never going to get out. What's the use of trying to pray for happiness in the next life? We're going to suffer in this life. Forget it. Pai Sahib, it is not possible that most of these people came to these conclusions because they find themselves as spiritless and empty in mind and soul after baptism as they were before being baptized. Now that's a very, very pointed statement by Pai Sahib. He says, is it not, or could it be that these people who took Amrit, they were the same after taking Amrit as they were before taking Amrit? There was no change in their spiritual state. They give the impression that initiation into Sikhism through Amrit ceremony brings no change in them. Such questions were raised during the lifetime of Bhai Gurdas, and his answer was, says, similar questions were raised then as well, that when they took Charanamrit from Guruji, some of them felt no different. When they asked Bhai Gurdas ji, he wrote this. Now I'll read the Punjabi version first. ਖਾਂਡ ਖਾਂਡ ਕਹੇ ਜੇਵਾ ਨਾ ਸਵਾਦ ਮਿੱਠੋ ਆਵੇ। ਅਗਨ ਅਗਨ ਕਹੇ ਸੀਤ ਨਾ ਬਿਨਾਸ ਹੈ। ਵੈਦ ਵੈਦ ਕਹੇ ਰੋਗ ਮਿਟਤ ਨਾ ਕਹੂ ਕੋ। ਦਰਬ ਦਰਬ ਕਹੇ ਕੋ ਦਰਬੇ ਨਾ ਬਿਲਾਸ ਹੈ। ਚੰਦਨ ਚੰਦਨ ਕਹੇ ਹੋਤ ਨਾ ਸਵਾਸ ਬਾਸ। ਚੰਦ ਚੰਦ ਕਹੇ ਉਜਿਆਰੋ ਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ। ਤੈਸੇ ਗਿਆਨ ਗੋਸ਼ਟ ਕਹਿਤ ਨਾ ਰਹਿਤ ਪਾਵੇ। ਕਰਨੀ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਭਾਨ ਉਦਤ ਆਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ। ਨਾ ਡੋਂਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੂਡ ਅ ਵਰਡ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ, ਡਿਡ ਯੂ? ਵੈਲ, ਹਿਜ਼ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਨ। ਖਾਂਡ ਖਾਂਡ ਕਹੇ ਜੀਵਾ ਨਾ ਸਵਾਦ ਮਿੱਠੋ ਆਵੇ। ਬਾਈ ਰਿਪੀਟਿੰਗ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ 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 ਦ ਟੋਂਗ ਕਨਟ ਟੇਸਟ ਸਵੀਟਨੈਸ। ਇਨ ਅਦਰ ਵਰਡਸ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਕੀਪ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਆਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਟੇਸਟ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨੈਵਰ ਐਵਰ ਟੇਸਟ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਅ ਸਪੂਨਫੁਲ ਆਫ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਇਨ ਯੂਰ ਮਾਊਥ। ਬਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਓ ਗਿਵਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲਸ of the worldly things that actually happen. You cannot taste sugar, but you're saying it. You have to actually practically get hold of some sugar or honey and put it in your mouth. Yes? The next one is, agan agan kahe seet na binas hai. You're freezing. It's cold. It's winter. It's snowing. Oh, and you haven't paid the British gas bill. They've cut it off. And the house is freezing. So now you think, okay, I'm going to say, fire, fire, fire. Still feeling cold. Fire, 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 still cold. Saying fire, fire, fire will not bring heat. You'll have to light some wood or pay the gas bill and get the gas on again. Or repair your boiler if it's broken. Or do something, you will not get heat by just saying it, fire, fire, fire. By repeating fire, 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 the cold will not disappear. Ved, ved kahe, rog mitna kahu ko. I've got a headache. No, worse still, I've got a pain in the stomach. Oh, worse still, my body's shaking. It's bad. But don't call 999. I'll just say, doctor, doctor, doctor. Pain's still there. Say doctor again. It won't go away, will it? Unless the doctor actually comes, checks you up and gives you some medicine to cure your illness. Ved ved kahe rog mitna kahu ko. By repeating physician, 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 or doctor, 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 your disease will not be cured. By merely repeating it, nothing will happen. Darb darb kahe ko darbe na bilas hai. Sitting here, you thought, okay, why is so-and-so so rich? He's got loads of money. I'll suddenly start worshipping money now. Money, money, money. I keep saying money, money, money. The chances are you'll still be saying it in 10 years' time. Money won't come to you. You cannot get money by just sitting and saying money, 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 unless you go out, work, or do some business. That's the only way you're going to get money. By repeating money, 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 one cannot enjoy wealth. ਚੰਦਨ ਚੰਦਨ ਕਹੇ ਹੋਤ ਨਾ ਸਵਾਸ ਬਾਸ। ਚੰਦਨ ਚੰਦਨ ਕਹੇ ਹੋਤ ਨਾ ਸਵਾਸ ਬਾਸ। ਨਾਓ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵਨਟ ਗੋ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਯੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਇਟ ਗੁੱਡ ਬਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਡੂ ਓ ਇਫ ਏਅਰ ਫਰੈਸ਼ਨਰ ਇਫ ਦ ਏਅਰ ਸੋਰ ਫਾਉਲ But you're saying air freshener, air freshener, air freshener, the air is not going to improve unless you actually spray something or open the windows to get some fresh air in. But just saying it, perfume, 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 you're not going to get the room with fresh air or clean air. By repeating sandalwood, 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 one does not enjoy its fragrance, because sandalwood is known for its fragrance, just like perfume is. Chand chand kahe ujiyaro na prakash hai. By uttering moon, 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 you're not going to enjoy moonlight. One does not enjoy moonlight unless the moon actually comes out. By uttering it, wouldn't make any difference. Next one. Taise gyan ghost. Taise gyan ghost kahat na rat paave. Very important, these two lines. If any Gursikh can understand these two last two lines with the examples previously, it could change his life. Taise gyan ghost kahat rat na rat paave. So by mere intellectual discussion and debate, taise gyan ghost debate, kahat discussion, debate, so by mere intellectual discussion and debate, one does not enjoy the living experience of his naam. Taise gyan ghost kahat na rat paave. Karni pradan paan udat akash hai. So by mere intellectual discussion and debate, one does not enjoy the living experience of his naam. It is moral and spiritual actions that are supreme. It is moral, not just spiritual, it is moral and spiritual actions that are supreme, not just gyan ghost, not just discussion, not just having a class. Coming to a class here is very important. It gives you the knowledge to help you in your life. But that alone will not save you. Your actions, morally and spiritually, are the ones that are going to make you the better person. One does not, so by mere intellectual discussion and debate, one does not enjoy the living experience of his naam. It is moral and spiritual actions that are supreme, which lead to revelation of his light in human consciousness. Karni pradan paan udat akash hai, which lead to revelation of his light in human consciousness. So karni pradan means it is moral and spiritual actions that are supreme, and paan udat akash hai, which lead to revelation of his light in human consciousness. So Bhagavad Gita is going very deep by explaining first, look at the worldly examples. By saying sugar and sugar and sugar, you cannot taste sugar. By calling the doctor, 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 you cannot cure your disease. By saying hot, 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 you cannot become warm. And by saying sandalwood, sandalwood, you won't smell the fragrance. By saying the moon, 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 you won't see the moonlight unless the moon comes out, unless you go in the presence of moonlight. And in the same way, by just being a gyani, right, or just reading on its own with no practice, no practical, morally high, spiritually high life, you will not achieve success in Sikhi. That's why those that think that, okay, my friends are watching me, so I'll behave myself. And that's the normal human instinct. When they're with their friends, if they want to create a good impression, they say, okay, I'll behave myself now, so they all think I'm good. But when they're on their own, very few ever think somebody's watching them. We think, oh, nobody's watching me now. And that's why Paisa is saying, you've got to be morally high and spiritually committed to achieve success. It is clear from these references from the scriptures that one cannot achieve anything by mere theoretical knowledge and discussion till the lives according to the moral and spiritual code, until he lives according to the moral and spiritual code of conduct prescribed for such a living, and after doing so, one leads a life of real contemplation of his Naam. Bhai Gurdas has not only made it clear that mere talk and discussion leads to no experience, but he has also indirectly told us that sweetness, fragrance, light, health, mental and spiritual can be acquired by contemplating the Naam of God, the name of God, according to scriptural instructions and tradition. Only by practical living and disciplined practice of religious life can the sun of divine wisdom dawn, which dispels all darkness. One is convinced from experience that all these aesthetic qualities can be acquired by the contemplation of his Naam. Mere talk and intellectual knowledge of the techniques of meditation are of no avail. Very important again. Mere talk and intellectual knowledge of the techniques of meditation are of no avail unless they are put into practice. Practical life or contemplation is what matters. There are special sadhanas and vidhis, techniques of contemplating the divine Naam. It is not something that can be accomplished by mere imagination. Many people, ignorant of the techniques of reciting and contemplating the name of God, consider it a useless exercise. So there are many people who think, oh no, it's a waste of time repeating the name of God. It's a waste of time doing meditation. It's a waste of time doing Naam Simran. Just be good. They're living in an illusion. A Gursikh's first duty is to follow his Guru's teachings. And Guruji says clearly, without any doubt, Gur Satgur ka jo Sikh akhae, so palke uth har naam ti aave. When a Gursikh gets up in the morning, early, Amrit Vela, the first thing he does, he remembers God. Udham kare palke prapati, ishnan kare amrit sar naave. He should make the effort at Amrit Vela to take a bath. The Amrit Sarovar bath. Now, in that respect, there are various translations of this line, and scholars can't always agree on Amritsar, because in Gurbani you got Amritsar as the Sarovar, but you also got Amritsar for Satguru as well. Amritsar Satguru Satvadi Jitna ye kowa hansove. So in the deeper sense, Satguru, Guru, Bani is the Amrit. But also because Guruji blessed the holy Sarovar in Amritsar as the pool of nectar, then he who baths there with dedication, with deep devotion, will achieve the same benefit. But if a Gursikh living far away from there, he repeats Naam while he's taking his bath, he will also receive the same benefit. The whole idea is to lift yourself spiritually high. So those preachers and those intellects who said, oh, there's no need to do Naam Simran, what's happened is their intellect has taken over. They think they're very clever, very knowledgeable, so therefore they don't need to listen to the Guru. They actually translate Guruji in a different way, that it sort of coincides with their thinking. Instead of changing their thinking to Guruji's thinking, and there's many of them, unfortunately, these days. In the foregoing kabit, co-trained by Gurdas, has made a challenging assertion that the six aesthetic virtues of sweetness, fragrance, inner peace, moral and spiritual health and light can be acquired by the correct and inspired contemplation of divine Naam. We must also bear in mind and here, Paisav is quoting a Gurbani line, everybody outwardly utters the name of God, but one cannot attain God by such insipid repetition of his name. If by the grace of God and Guru, the divine name resides in the heart, then contemplation of the divine word is fruitful. And the Gurbani line is, Ram Ram Sabko Kehe, Kehe Ram Na Hoye, Gur Prasadi Ram Man Vase, Ta Phal Paave Koye. You can say Ram, Ram, Ram. And Guruji is saying, you would not achieve a high spiritual state unless with the Guru's grace, the Guru's mantra, it resides in your heart. I think that's the real focus that we've lost. The majority of Sikhs. They seem to have lost the power of the Guru. They got caught in rituals, and their daily lives are just mere rituals. We do that, we do that, we do that, we do that, and that's it. Rather than saying, okay, why do we do that? What's the benefit? And going behind the benefit and saying, am I benefiting? If I'm not, I should be. And striving to benefit from Guruji's teachings in his daily life. It's a hard thing to do, but that's the only way you're going to reach a successful conclusion. A lot of people say that, well, where's the need to take Amrit? We just say, Waheguru ourselves, we need to do a part, and so therefore we should be okay. But fair enough, they're good actions. If you are doing it, they're not negative actions. But what you're forgetting is that when you go on that path, it's an unknown journey. And if you're using your mind to succeed on that path, you will fail. If you hold Guru's hand and Guru's with you, who is the master of that path, then you have no fear of failings. That's why Guruji said, Gur Prasadi Ram Man Vase Ta Phal Paave Koye. If by the grace of God and Guru, the divine name resides in the heart, then contemplation of the divine word is fruitful. And that's half the battle. Is our contemplation fruitful or not? It's fruitful if our state of mind is changing. It's going to a positive level. If it's not, then you can say to yourself, at this stage, I am not reaping the full fruit of my actions. There must be a reason. Some people, they're lucky, they might see spiritual happenings. They might experience spiritual things. But then they might not last. They might be temporary. It seems as though it's part of the path, but it might be. It's not the journey, though. If you are not uplifted, if your mind is not changed from one plane to a different higher plane, then really, whatever else you've got, you've not moved from where you were. Now, example is, Guru Tegh Bahadur puts it beautifully, Jo nar dukh mein dukh nahi maane, sukh sneh aur pehne jaake kanchan mati maane. He who does not feel pain in the middle of pain. In the midst of pain, he does not feel pain. He has no desire for happiness. He has no fear. And he treats gold as the same as dust. That person is indeed a highly spiritual person. And when you look around you, we've all got some sort of fear. We're all slightly wanting gold. Not necessarily the yellow gold. It can be in pounds or dollars or in big houses or big cars or flashy clothes. We're all wanting one way or another. And when pain comes, by God, very few can say, I didn't feel that. By pain, I don't mean just somebody stabbing you. By pain, I mean the ups and downs of life. Things go wrong in your life. Somebody dear to you passes away. Somebody dear to you is very, very ill. Somebody dear to you does something that really hurts you. But the true Gurmukh, his mind is at level that even that does not disturb his sage. Now, having no fear very rare to see a person who has no fear. We all fear death. Because remember, all fear, the source of it is death, I think. The fear of dying. Why do we fear we're going to fall off a building? Oh, might die. Why do we fear going in front of a car? Oh, might die. It's losing something. And Guruji says, the true Gurmukh has no fear, not even of death. Jo nar dukh mein dukh nahi maane, sukh sneh aur pehne jaake kanchan mati maane. Ne nindiya, ne ustut jaake, lob mo abmana, hark sog te rahe niyaro, nahe maan apmana. Asa mansa sagal tyaage, jag te rahe narasa. Kaam kror je parse nahen te kat brahm navasa. Gur kirpa je narko kini te e jugt pashani nanak leen payo gobind syo jyo pani sang pani. Gur kirpa je narko kini. Only that person will achieve all this high stage where kaam, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego does not affect him. Happiness and sorrow does not affect him. Being praised or being slandered does not affect him. Guruji says, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, our ninth Guru says, Gur kirpa je narko kini te e jugt pashani. Only that person will achieve this stage, high spiritual stage, on whom the Guru's blessing is upon. And he will merge with God. And that's why Guru is the focal point of Sikhi. Without Guru, there is no Sikhi. If we ignore Guruji's teachings, if we ignore Gurbani, we do so at our own peril. We will lose. The Guru is the light to shine on the path of life. So everyone outwardly utters the name of God, but one cannot attain God by such insipid repetition of his name. If by the grace of God and Guru, the divine name resides in the heart, then contemplation of the divine word is fruitful. Kartar Singh. Well, sir, why should man acquire these joys of sweetness, fragrance, peace, health, and light through wealth and material means, if one can buy them? Why should he wander about in search of them through spiritual exercises and contemplation? He said, well, you can buy all these things, sugar, fragrance. Go to a doctor. Why do you have to strive for the spiritual path? And Paisav says, the joys, bliss, health and peace that ensues from material means are neither lasting nor so exalting and illuminating. The bliss and joy of material goods cannot stand by any comparison with the peace and joys of spiritual life and exercises. He said the worldly joys can never ever match the joys that a Gurmukh gets from spiritual bliss. And this is not a path of mere promises or mere words by Guruji. Thousands and thousands of Gurmukhs have actually achieved these stages and true blessings. But they had to do it through a practical life of inner inspection, looking inside them, continuously looking at their weaknesses and trying to improve them, continuously striving to do better, like you do at college or school or at work. But this is the school of Guruji, where you continuously look at yourself and say, am I following Guruji's teachings? Which ones am I ignoring? Why am I ignoring them? How do I live by them? Only by doing that will eventually you change to the path of Guruji.